proclaiming the gospel throughout the world. Bill Winston Ministries is bringing lost souls to Jesus Christ and teaching them how to walk in a victorious life. We invite you to receive all the blessings that God has for your life. Bill Winston Ministries presents The Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. We have another exciting teaching. We're teaching on the law of confession. Now, this is a dynamite teaching. Praise the Lord. When I say that, I mean it's got a lot of explosive power to it. A lot of people have not known the power of words. You see, and what we're doing first with this teaching is we're reconnecting in people's minds what they say to what they have. Because a lot of people don't know the things that they have in their heart, they're saying daily, is a thing that they have in their lives. And many, many times for years, they've not gone any further, not progressed, not gotten one degree further along than they were 5 or 10 years ago. Why? Because of what they've been saying. Well, get your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. Let's go and take some good notes now. Let's go into it. It's called the law of confession. Let's go over to Matthew's gospel and Matthew chapter 10, please. Matthew chapter 10. You got it? Say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Verse 32. This is Jesus talking. Whosoever therefore shall what? Confess me before men, him will I what? Confess before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall what? Deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Say hallelujah. Look at Mark chapter 11, verse 12. Have you got it? Now watch this. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. Who? Jesus. And seeing a fig tree far off having leaves, he came and happened he might find anything thereon. And he came, and when he came to it, he found what? Nothing but leaves, but for the time of figs was not what? Yet. Now it makes it look like they hadn't gotten to the season yet, but we know Jesus knew what season it was. And that fig tree was supposed to have some fruit, but it had nothing productive on it. You ready? Now watch this. And Jesus answered and said to it. It what? The tree. No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. Keep going. And his disciples heard it. I'm telling you, that's part of the law, folks. Part of the law is I can say it publicly. See, one of the reasons why we don't say things publicly is because we're not sure it's going to come to pass. See, that thing is not fixed inside of us and we're not sure about it. But it works every time. It doesn't work sometimes. Jesus opened the door where Jairus' daughter was dead in that house, and they were wailing and weeping in there. And he opened the door and opened the door wide and said, hey, your daughter ain't dead. She just sleep. He could have said that outside. But he couldn't. He had to work the law. See, folk don't want to take Jesus public. We're still trying to hide our Christianity. But we're coming to a day where there's going to be a great division between the unsaved and the saved. We got to be willing to say some things in front of somebody. So the daughter shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Say amen.
Amen.
All right, look at number 14. I want you to see this now. Number 14. Look what it says here, verse 30. Doubtless ye shall not come into the land concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein, save Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun. But your little ones, which ye said should be a prey, them will I bring in. and they shall know the land which you have despised. Now, I want you to see this. He said, none of y'all are going in. What are we saying? You're going to rise or fall to the level of your confession. These are laws now. No, none of y'all going in. Now, there are two that are going in. Who? Joshua and Caleb. Why? Because of what they said. Publicly. No, I want you to see this, because if you look here at Numbers, look at this. Verse 10. Have you got it? But all the congregation bade stone them with stones. They were going to stone Joshua and Caleb and Moses and them. Why? Because of what they said. And remember what we read last week in John chapter 12? He said that all the people would not confess him because they were afraid of being put out of the synagogue. Now, are you with me so far? All right. Now, let's go, because we're headed somewhere here. So, now, let's make some points. Joshua and Caleb. Turn to Joshua chapter 12. 14. Joshua chapter 14. See, every plan in you that the Heavenly Father's not planted, he's got plans to root it out. Now, I'm part of the rooting out process. See, you were sent up in here so we can get your thinking right. Because if we can get your thinking right, we can get your acting right. Am I right about it? All right, look what it says now. He says, Joshua chapter 14, look at verse 7. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. So notice how old Caleb was when he was sent out. How old was he? 40 years old. All right. Now let's look and see verse 10. And now behold, the Lord has kept me alive. Say alive.
Alive.
The Hebrew word for that live or life is chaya. C-H-A-Y-A-H, chaya. It means preserve, quicken, recover, give life, restore, behold. Chaya. Chaya. Hit your wallet or your pocketbook and say chaya. All right? Now, come on, let's keep going. Let's keep going. All right. So he has kept me preserved. Watch this. As he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now, lo, I am come this day 85 years old. So how old was Caleb now? 85 years old. As yet I am as what? Strong, come on, this day, keep going, as I was in the day that Moses sent me. Now, here's my point. Are you ready? No one can stop your progress but you. You better hear what I'm saying now. No one can stop your progress but you. God has established it so no one else can determine your future but you. Now, listen, I don't have time to go to them only because of time, but I wanted to let you know. See, what they did is blame folk. They blamed Moses, didn't they? They even blamed God. Am I right about it? See, Even in Job's life, remember what the devil in Job 1 came to God and said, I know you have built a hedge around him. A hedge around him. I'm telling you, in Numbers chapter 23, Balak tried to get Balaam to come and curse Israel. But God told Balaam, how are you going to curse what I have blessed? You can't do it. You see, the only way that the enemy got to Job is because of a breach in the hedge. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 10, when the hedge is down, the serpent will bite. And the hedge came down, and we found out last week how it came down in Job chapter 6. Job told the Lord, Lord, teach me, and I will hold my tongue. Show me where I have made a mistake. No, no, no. See, can't nobody stop you for you but you. See, this is, God made it that way. He built the authority in you that can't nobody stop you but you. See, now I'm messing with you now. See, because you kind of think your boss can stop you, but he can't. The only person that can stop you is you. Come on now. You think just because whoever's in the White House, then they can stop you. Nope. You don't need to blame nobody else no more, because can't nobody stop you. Boy, y'all, come on now. See what I'm doing? I'm taking away all that weak excuse. See, when you was unsaved, you could put it on anybody. But now you saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Can't nobody stop you but you. A good man out of the good deposit of his heart brings forth good things in his life. Now, see, and let me show you something. Come on over here with me to Romans chapter 3. Hallelujah. See, you've been sold a bill of goods. There's some folk that done preached to you some mess. I'm talking about you black Christians. There's somebody that done preached to you some stuff that ain't even true to get you mad at the man. The man ain't your problem. Your problem is your mouth. And what we gotta do, come on now, don't get mad at me because I'm telling you the truth. The devil is a liar. Jesus is the Messiah. If he says you're going over, you're going over. Come on now. If he says you're a millionaire, you're a millionaire. If he says you're healed, you are healed. The devil is a liar. Yeah, you need to hear the truth. You came in here to hear the truth. You've been led around by the ring in your nose long enough. You ain't no slave, you free. Come on now. Amen. You ain't broke, you just think you broke. What you gonna do is call money. They didn't want me to get this mall. That's what the game told me. Said, you know, they don't want a black preacher to have that. Said, who you talking to? Come on, who you talking to? I mean, I know my skin is black, but I'm a spirit.
And not only that, I'm a speaking spirit. And what I say will come to pass. The devil is a liar. We're going on now, saints. Come on now. You can talk yourself into millionaire status by next year this time. Can't nobody stop you but you. You can talk your way into any university in the world. Don't be trying to figure out how it's going to be done. Just say it. Come on now. Come on. See, y'all ain't doing me right now. Every tree that God did not plant in your life is gonna be rooted out. See, you're not looking for the path. You're not looking for some path that everybody done traveled down. No, no, no. You're gonna make a path. You're gonna cut a new way. All right, sit down. I got some more to tell you, but let me just finish with this. Now, what do you feel coming now? Faith. See, I ain't talking no unbelief no more. You said it looks impossible? Good. Good. Say, help is on the way. And confess it before people. Yeah, tell them. Say, yeah, praise God. You ain't bragging. You're working a law. Now, let me just tell you this. There's a man by the name of E.V. Hill. Some of y'all know him. Probably one of the finest preachers. I mean, that man could preach. He's gone on to be with the Lord now. But he told a story when I was at ORU. He told a story about him as a little boy growing up down there in Mississippi or wherever he grew up. And he told that story. And as a result of him growing up down there, he grew up very poor. And his mother caught something. I don't know how she caught hold to it, but she said, "My boy is going to school." I understand this was not the path that everybody had traveled, because she was poor. And nobody had gone on to college or anything like that. But he went through grade school and graduated number one in his class from the eighth grade. And he said, oh, by the way, he was the only one in his class. It was just a one-room schoolhouse that they had all the grades in that one house. And then what happened? The deacons came to him and said, "Well, Sister Hill, I know what you're going to do now. You're going to have that boy to help you in the field." And she said, "No, he's going on to school, going on to high school." I said, "Sister Hill, now, wait a minute. You need help. He's the oldest boy and all them kids. You need some help in the field." She said, "No, no, he's going on to school." Well, what happened? High school started in September. He went on to high school, went through all 4 years, graduated again, number one in his class. Oh, by the way, he was the only one in his class. Well, the deacons came to him again, put some real pressure on him. Said, "Sister Hill, that boy's big now. He can help you. We want you to really give him opportunity to go out there and help you with those kids." She said, "No, my boy is going to school." Well, what happened? He said that September, now understand, she had to argue with him because they thought she was a little bit off. But she had a confession and she knew the Lord. And he said, "Dinner, at September, It was time for him to go on to school. He had got accepted to North Carolina, A&T or North Carolina University. And the trailway bus or whatever came, and now he's going to get on the bus. She had gotten his clothes, put them in an old suitcase, one of those old cardboard suitcases, and the latches wouldn't work, so she had to wrap each end up with some rope, twine. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And bus came, had his bag. She had gave him some fish sandwiches with chicken sandwiches, and the grease was so heavy till it had soaked the bottom of the bag, you know, one of those brown bags, and so he had to put his hand under that bag, keep that food from falling out. Then she gave him $17.95. She said, "Son, this is all Mama got, but I'll be praying for you." I understand he got on the bus, took the journey on up to North Carolina, and then after 3 or 4 days, he had gotten his courses. And now what he was going to do is he was going to stand in line to pay his money. I understand he didn't have any money. He had down around about $5, and they didn't take credit cards, didn't have nothing in those days. So he's standing in line just like he got the money. In one ear, he heard the devil say, "Get out of line, you fool. You're making a fool out of yourself." In the other ear, he heard, "I'll be praying for you." So he kept moving up, and understand the devil kept taunting him because he's trying to bring doubt. And the Bible says that a wavering person can expect to receive nothing from the Lord. So he kept moving forward. And now he's gotten up to the place where the cashier's cage, one person is in front of him in the cashier's cage. What happened? A big man came over to him and said, "Excuse me, are you healed?" "Yes, sir." "Get out of line." "Sir, are you healed?" Yes, sir." "Get out of line." "Sir, are you E.B. healed?" Yes, sir." "Get out of line." "Well, my mama said, get out of line." Said his head dropped. The man took him over there in the corner of the room and opened up a portfolio. Said, "Hill, I don't know what's happening here, but I got a full 4-year scholarship for you. I got all your books paid for. I got $150 stipend a month. That's a true story. Watch this. Because of that confession, money came. You get what I'm saying? I'm saying your problem is not money. Your problem is your confession. If you can fix your confession in line with the Word of God, all your needs will be met. Well, praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoyed that teaching. All right, let's deal with something here, because we bring out a very, very important point in this teaching. No one can stop your progress but you. Now, this is the law of confession. No one. Now, God made it that way. You don't have to blame anyone else anymore. Who's in the White House? Who's in your cousin's house? You know, who's in your house? Doesn't make any difference. No one can stop your progress but you. Powerful teaching. The address and phone number on the screen. Order it right away. We're going to send it right out to you because you need a change in your life. And you're going to get it. Praise the Lord. Well, this is Bill Winston saying I love you. And keep walking by faith.